Hey Ruben.
Hey buddy, how are you doing?
I'm good, but you?
Good, good. Hey, so there's two quick things I need on that form. Did you have a chance to look at it?
Sorry, I didn't have a chance. I'm gonna probably see my mother later today and get assigned.
I'm gonna revise it. I rounded the payment off by, it was off by a dollar, so I'm gonna have to redo that form. When you have a chance, just delete the first one I sent you. I'm gonna send you the new one, and then once I get that back, I can send you the new documents, okay?
And then my mother was wondering, when can she get the 75,000 for this, or will you send it to the contractor?
For the contract. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Here's my thought process. So we can pay any vendor, and we can pay anyone that's in the business of selling equipment. Here's my thought. So this is a contractor who's sourcing all this equipment for you, correct?
Yes.
Now, generally, I've paid contractors before, but sometimes it's a little difficult because when you're paying a dealer is defined as someone who's in the business of selling equipment. So what I think is probably more appropriate is to have the actual people he's buying from to sell that equipment to you directly rather than go through him. Is that possible?
I mean, right now this contractor, he's our second contractor right now, and he's helping us out a lot. So I would like to just leave it to him because, if I t tell him I'm gonna go directly to the vendor, he might get, a little offensively. You get what I'm trying to say, right? He's trying to save us money right now, and he's our second contractor. The first one boned out,
Okay, so
basically not.
here's what I suggest. I suggest putting it in my hands. I'm professional. You understand that? I've worked with thousands of contractors, and I know how they work. I manage, and what I think is the most appropriate thing is for me to call him and talk to him and figure out a way to get it done, so you don't have to be in the middle. That's what I would suggest.
So there's no way we could just give it to him.
Well, here's I want to give you your choices. So what I'm going to do is this. So let's just look them up. CJ Construction and Development, correct?
Yes.
So my goal here is not to rock the boat. And the cash loan, by the way, that's approved. But here's my kind of concern. Let's do this. 714-670-714-670-8550. So here's my thought. This is Kyung Hai Kim, that's who comes up, correct?
It's JHON.
Oh, when I Google that number, someone else's number came up. It's okay. So here's how it kind of works, and I'm gonna get you that new form today, but here's how it works. It's all about me being a filter, okay? So
Okay.
your equipment and the vendor for the other transaction has emailed me. So
Okay.
I've told them, what they asked, when can we receive the check? And I told them, well, once the customer signs the documents, and you can get we can get that order placed by tomorrow or probably more likely Thursday. But here's the challenge. So on the other $75,000 loan, you guys are approved, okay?
Okay.
But that's a very specific program, and so there's a few choices, and I want to give you guys the choice. And kind of get your feedback. So when I, even though the loan's approved just based on your business. It's not based on who you're paying. But there is
Okay.
another side of the transaction, and that's who you're paying. It's very similar. Like, have you ever bought a house before or no?
No, I
Okay.
haven't.
When you go to buy, say, a condo in California, you can be approved for your home loan. But also, the condominium you're buying has to be approved. And I've had that experience on a personal note where I was trying to buy a condo, and even though I paid my bills and I had good credit and I was employed, the condominium, when the actual bank reviewed their financials, when they said, hey, does this condo have any litigation on it? Does it have a certain amount of owners in the building, certain rules? That transaction fell through. It fell through. And so I had to find another program.
Oh,
Similarly,
okay.
with equipment financing, there's a few different rules on it. So your business is approved. I have no concern there. You have a great approval. However, we're not financing just your business, we're financing a vendor. So one of the transactions is on this equipment, let's say you found a guy off Craigslist who was selling you equipment, a guy who was closing his business. We don't pay any individuals. So your transaction, we couldn't pay a guy off Craigslist, we have to pay an equipment dealer. And here's the reason why. When we pay an equipment dealer, if something goes wrong, we're going to have someone to call. So if we pay, for example, you've heard of a Trimark. You've heard of Trimark, I assume. Yeah, if something goes bad, they're going to pick up the phone. They warranty the equipment. Now, with your contractor, it's a middle-of-the-road scenario, and I want to give you the choice because I worked very hard for you, but ultimately, you know, it's just another file. I have thousands of customers, and my goal is to help them out and give them their options. Once I send an email, I can't take that email back. So if I go and I present this contract and I say, hey, look, here's the invoice, and if do you have that invoice in front of you or no?
No, I'm currently driving right now.
It's not really an official invoice, just so you know. This is a contractor invoice. It's a good company, but this is nothing official. This doesn't have manufacturers on it. It's obviously typed out in Word. You don't have the correct company. There's a lot of questions that will come up. Excuse me. So what's happening is this contractor's going probably, this is my guess, I'm assuming he has relationships with these different vendors, and he's saying, hey, look, you don't have to pay your salesperson because you're just buying from me. Give me a better deal because I bring you more customers. That's what he's kind of doing, correct?
Yes.
So here's what I would suggest. He's not the one selling this equipment. And there's also a question of taxes. So if you look at this transaction, right, here's another question that will come up. There's no taxes on here. So the problem, and this is, and the problem is that someone's going to question why someone who is selling, he's doing what's called a pass-through. So essentially, he's probably taking your money and using it to pay a supplier, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because when he, there's two ways to look at this. There's one, if he's actually getting invoiced by these people, if he's invoiced, there's a tax issue because you're in California and he's in California. And someone is going to ask, and he might not be licensed to collect sales tax. That's my guess. My guess is he's probably not licensed to collect sales tax for these equipment sales. Is that accurate?
I'm not too sure.
So here's kind of the can of worms, so to speak. You know what I mean by a can of worms, correct?
Yes, yes.
So here's one thing that could happen. If I send this invoice in, they could say, okay, well, why isn't there taxes? And they go, well, then someone asks, they go, okay, well, why isn't this for collecting taxes? They say, well, they're not a dealer. And they go, oh, they're not a dealer. We can't approve this vendor. But the problem is once I open that can of worms, if I try to present this same equipment, someone could misinterpret it as fraud. I'm not saying you're doing anything, but there's a tremendous amount of fraud in our industry. There's been a lot of problems, and so people are very, very wary of it. So here's what I suggest.
Okay.
But here's what I suggest. I don't want to talk at you. I just want to give you suggestions. And also, there's a chance, John, that I just send this in. They stamp off on it, and they say, no big deal. So there's two options. But you do run a risk. Can I give you my suggestion?
Sure.
Since you don't want to get caught in a tax issue, believe me. You don't want to get caught in a tax issue where there's a question of sales tax. I've seen it turn into nightmares for customers. Some states are very, very aggressive on coming after people, not just for taxes, but fees if they think they're trying to avoid taxes. It gets pretty sizable. Here's my thought. Don't throw in me into the middle. I will send you specific invoicing instructions so he can go to these vendors and say, hey, look, instead of selling the equipment to me, write up this invoice. Bill to ship to, from this guy for the granite, for these tables, for this guy for the hood tops, and just he can gather everything. It will take any sales company about 3 minutes. I can pay them up front before they ship, and that will solve your problems. That is my suggestion.
Okay.
Off the record.
Sounds good. Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email with kind of instructions, but I'm going to send you a separate email. I've just got to revise it because I was off by a dollar in rounding. I have a question, though.
Okay.
For the equipment from Trust One and the equipment from this other vendors, you don't have any of this equipment yet, correct?
The equipment, the tables, I may already have it. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Maybe not. I'm not sure.
Okay. And the equipment, and then the equipment from the other, the equipment from Trust One, when are you trying to get that ordered?
Probably by August.
Is that when you want it delivered or when you want it ordered?
Probably deliver it by August, yeah.
Okay, so in about a month. And how long, what is their shipping? Once they get our payment, do you know how long they take to ship?
No, I don't know that information right now.
Okay, so let me just kind of walk you through everything, and then I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get you this updated form in about 10 minutes. You'll get it back to me. Once you get it back to me, I can get you out the documents for the Trust One equipment. You can return those to me tomorrow. I can overnight them. I'll walk you through completing everything. We'll probably be able to place your order on Thursday. With the next order on the equipment, once we do Trust One, we'll hammer that out. I'll send you a separate email with the invoicing instructions. Hammer that out. Get that order placed Thursday or Friday. More than happy to talk to your contractor. It stays between you and me. It doesn't get shared with Trust One. Not a problem. Once we do both those orders, we'll then do the working capital refinance, still onto the discount, and get you reimbursed on that probably on Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Cool. You got it, brother. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.